Welcome again to Artbeat. I'm Jeffrey Brown. The Nobel Prize for Literature was awarded today to Swedish poet Thomas Tranströmer. He is 80 years old, author of more than 15 collections of poetry, a number of which have been translated into English. Poetry Magazine has published a number of his poems, and joining us now from Chicago is Don Scher, the magazine's senior editor. And I should say for the record, Poetry Foundation, of course, is our partner and supporter of our poetry coverage. So Don, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what should people know, those who don't know, what should people know about Thomas Tranströmer's poetry?
Well, what I think they should know is that, like the best poetry you can find, his poems have great mysteries and landscapes and particularities in them, you know, the details that we like to find in poems, but also, you know, the great truths and visions that we want to be illuminated by when we read a poem. So he's really got the best of everything.
What kind of what is the subject matter or what or stylistic? What would you point to?
Well, I think in terms of subject matter, you can see a lot of the Scandinavian landscape in his poetry. You know, trees, mountains, water, things like that. But he invests them with things that people I imagine living in a desert would relate to, the sort of collisions of what we see around us and what we hear and what we think and feel with how we're supposed to respond to everything just to get by, just to survive and to, you know, live the best we can.
And what would be his influences or what put him in some tradition to help people place him?
Well, I think what's really exciting about his poetry is that in a sense, and he's been writing since the 1950s, he's got sort of a tinge of modernism and surrealism, but he's gone well beyond that, so that, you know, with those movements, you expect kind of difficulty and obscurity, but he doesn't really have things like that because he's moved so far beyond them. So his voice sounds contemporary, but really it's the kind of thing that everyone can get something out of because he reaches very deep. The American poet Tom Slay once said that Tranströmer's poems imagine the spaces that the deep inhabits like groundwater gushing up into a newly dug well. So really, he's a very distinctive voice.
You mentioned Tom Slay, the American that he's had a long relationship, literary relationship, is Robert Bly, right?
That's right. Bly really is probably best known in this country for his translations, of course, his own poems. And Bly spotted these terrific poems very early on and brought them to an American audience. And, you know, they have a very long-standing relationship. And one of the heartening things about Tranströmer's work is that he's been blessed with so many great translators. Robert Bly, of course, is one of them, but also Robin Fulton, a British poet, Robin Robertson. So really, he's been brought into English magnificently.
I understand he was a psychologist by training. I know late in life he had a stroke that's left him mostly unable to talk, I guess. And do you know much about his life? What can you tell us?
Yes, he did. He studied poetry and psychology at the University of Stockholm. And has, although he's been writing a long time, I wouldn't say that his output is prolific. So if you look for his collected poems, you're not talking about an enormous book. The poems are very powerful and compact, and they pack a visionary punch. But over that period of time, I guess, you know, he's won quite a few prizes, though this, of course, is the best of them all, you might mm-hmm. say. His work's been translated into at least 50 languages. And even though he had a stroke back in 1990, after a couple of years, he was still able to write and publish poems. I understand that he's able to play the piano with one hand. So he's still very much a vigorous creative presence in the poetry world.
So even though not someone well-known to the general public, you're saying he's in the poetry world, he's been a major figure for some time.
I think that's really true. I think people who read lots of poetry have probably expected that one day he would win the Nobel Prize. I think he's been on many of our own shortlists for quite a while. So it's a happy day for poetry readers.
You know, I noticed, though, that the Nobel Committee hasn't given the prize to a poet in a number of years, I believe, right? Has that been an issue in the poetry world?
Well, you know, the Nobel Prize
put
comes
you on
with
the spot
own,
there, right?
It comes with its own controversy about what kind of works are rewarded and the countries that the writer's coming from. You know, all that kind of stuff gets wrapped into it. To me, it just adds to the excitement. This year, there was a lot of speculation about a poet winning it, and so you heard names as various as Adonis, the Syrian mm-hmm. poet, and Bob Dylan. So
right.
this was our year, I guess.
Okay, before we go, is there a poem of his you could read for us?
Yes, this is called National Insecurity. The undersecretary leans forward and draws an X, and her eardrops dangle like swords of Damocles. As a mottled butterfly is invisible against the ground, so the demon merges with the opened newspaper. A helmet worn by no one has taken power. The mother turtle flees, flying under the water.
Okay, the poetry of Thomas Tranströmer, the winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature, and Don Scher is senior editor of Poetry Magazine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us again on Artbeat. I'm Jeffrey Brown.